good evangelistic tool. Come eat. Some of you all would probably go up there on Tuesday as well, wouldn't you? That's okay. They'd invite you. They love on you. So good. Thank you for sharing that. And like I said, we will take up a love offering for them at the conclusion of the service today. So be praying about what the Lord would have you to give. And I wonder this morning, as you turn to Luke 9:23, I wonder this morning if you'd put your parent hat on just for a moment, or grandparent hat. Have you ever had a child come to you and say, I know I don't need this, but I really, 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 really want this. And dad says, no. Mom, I don't need this, but I really, really, really want this. What did your dad say? I don't know. Ask him. I forgot what he said. Anybody relate? That happens, doesn't it? That happens. This morning I want to talk to you, share with you God's message. I really believe this. The way it ought to be. The way it ought to be. Luke 9:23. I would encourage you to memorize this verse. When Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So, Father, we come to you. Lord, we're going to rely on you to speak to your servant today as I humbly come before you, God, denying myself and allowing your Holy Spirit to speak through your servant today. That, God, that we would have our ears and our hearts and our souls open to respond to you this morning. So may, Lord, you be glorified and honored in all that's said and done this very day to challenge us to wholeheartedly, totally follow you, to come after you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The question that I asked myself and I'll ask you this morning is this: are you all in? Are you all in? And if you're all in, are you willing to do whatever it takes? For an introvert, that's difficult for me because I'm very hesitant to move out. But then I look at it and I think, it's my opportunity to brag on Jesus. And so really it's not about me and what I feel. It's about who I serve and the love that he showed to me and the grace and mercy that he's shown to me. Has he shown you grace and mercy as well? So our focus today and challenge today is to come after Jesus and deny yourself. Because people under the influence don't think of others. They think and act in their own agenda and how they want things to happen. The devices and advices that we listen to will affect the choices that we make and the destination that we travel. Let me say that again because I believe it's so true. That the devices and advices that we listen to will affect the choices and the destination that we take. Y'all are looking at me like, I don't know. Yeah. The world will say to you, and you'll hear this, stand up for yourself because you're worth it. You deserve it. Have it your way. Go to Burger King. Be yourself. They'll adjust. That's phrases that's commonly used today. Dare to be yourself. They'll adjust to it. The world is strongly promoting and indoctrinating to be the opposite of what God designed it to be. totally opposed and rebelling against what God's design is to live life. The world's strongly doing that. Which way are you going? Which destination are you taking? Which way are you going? The way of self-pleasure, self-indulgence, selfish control? Well, that leads to self-destruction. Because Jesus said that He is the way, He's the truth, and He's the life. No man comes unto the Father except through Him. Not only do we go that way because He is the way and He is the truth, when you're searching for truth, God sent Jesus, He is the truth, and He is the life. And so we can have that journey with Him today before we meet Him at the place He's preparing for us to be one day. The choice is ours. Life is challenging, isn't it? Life can be unpredictable, can it? It can change in an instant. And it sometimes does, without us realizing it and even being prepared for it. It's still hard when those challenges come and those times of unpredictability. Trusting in God's promises, because He has a steadfast love. And in difficult times, isn't it great to know that He's your comforter? He's your refuge. He's your strength. He's your guide. And that you can totally deny yourself and just humbly come to Him and say, God, I can't. You never said I could. You can, and you always said you would. And by faith, I decide to let you. Isn't that comforting? You know, just to go through difficult times and to know that when you just cry out to God with a sincere heart and say, God, I need your help, that He hears you and He's there, because He will not forsake you, for He is your God and He will uphold you with His righteous right hand. So don't underestimate the power of God. You don't have to have a lengthy prayer for God to hear you. He already knows your heart. He already knows your motives. When you're in an ambiguous situation and you're in overwhelming choices, you're bombarded with these challenges, take time. God's one that gives us time anyway, isn't He? That breath, right? Remember when we talked about several weeks ago? Yahweh. You're saying Yahweh. Exhaling and inhaling. You're saying Yahweh. He gives that. He gives us the breath. He gives us the time. So if you're going through ambiguous situations and overwhelming choices and you're bombarded with all these challenges, take time to read God's Word and listen and obey His instructions. My suggestion would be to seek God rather than Google. Just a thought. When life has you where you just don't understand, you, my friend, are in a prime spot to deny yourself and to take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. Don't go the opposite way. Don't dive into the other pleasures and things that the world's going to falsely throw at you. You're in a prime spot when this goes on. God, I need your help. Please. I'm denying myself. I want to take up my cross today. And I want to come to you and follow you, because you are the creator of all things. You are the Alpha and Omega. You're the one that understands me. So the question, are you coming after God? Are you seeking God totally? Because God won't bless these other things that the world throws at you. God will not bless sinful behavior. God will not bless rebellious attitudes. But He will bless someone who says, I deny myself. I'm coming after you. I want to take up my cross and follow you. He will bless, because he knows your heart. It says, if any man come after me, and if you are, you'll be leaning on God while you're denying yourself. That means you're going with his plans. You're not telling him, this is my plan, God, would you bless it? You're telling God, I want to know your plans because I know you will bless it. See the difference? It's not your agenda, it's his agenda. It's not your power and it's not your control, it's his. That's why we call him Lord, that he is in total control. When you're willing to sacrifice your time, your energy, your rights, your position, your reputation, your privileges, your comforts, and even your very own life for the sake of Christ, he will exemplify what you're doing and bless it abundantly above what anything could be said. He will bless you. When we sing the song, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. We can sing it, but are we willing to live it out? Are we really willing to live it out? You see, I believe that the potential of Roanoke Creek Baptist Church to demonstrate this life-changing power of a personal relationship with God Almighty can change our county that so desperately needs Jesus. If we're willing to do whatever it takes, not lip service, but action service, that we're saying, God, we need your help. This is above what I can do. This is bigger than me. You're going to have to be the one to take over. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. There are some here today that you're searching for meaning and purpose in life. You've been trying all these other things that the world's thrown at you. May I just share with you, Jesus loves you. He has a plan for you. And if that's you, you've been looking and searching in all the wrong places, you don't know what to do, you're searching for purpose. Friend, you're walking this way. You need to turn around, which is repent, and turn to Jesus and Jesus alone and say, I'm tired of that. I want you. I want you to show me. I've been rebellious. I've been following the world's plan, but I'm turning from that and I'm turning to you. Please show me. That, my friend, is denying yourself. That's denying self and coming to Christ to follow him. You've tried relationships. You've tried the substances. You've tried having your own way. You've tried the alcohol, worldly devices. But you found all that to be empty. It's time, okay? It's time to take action and turn around and turn to the way, the truth, and the life, which is only found in Jesus. It's time. It's time for us Christians to stop the lip service and begin the action. Stop saying, I surrender all, and start doing, I surrender all. See, deny is a verb. It takes action. It takes total surrender, submitting to God's agenda. Denying yourself is an essential part of our Christian walk, our Christian life. Jesus called upon those who wish to be his followers to reject the natural inclination of toward being selfish. The Lord himself exemplified this, didn't he? I mean, he set the example for us. The dictionary Bible theme says, the willingness to deny ourselves possessions, status, in order to grow in holiness and commit to God. The word Jesus used in the original language for deny yourself was strong terms similar in meaning to Paul's wording in Philippians 3, but whatever I gain I had, I count loss for the sake of Christ. I wonder, Are you willing to deny yourself? Are you willing to really totally surrender and follow Christ? If you're wondering what that means and how that would look, are you willing to follow Jesus? Maybe even lose close friends? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means alienation from your family? Are you willing to follow Jesus, deny yourself, even if it means giving up your own reputation, position, or power, or control? Maybe even losing your job? And in some countries, to lose your life. Commitment to Christ means taking up your cross daily, giving up your plan, and accepting His plan. Because, friend, His plan is the best plan. Why do we resist it? If God is the way, the truth, and the life, why do we resist that way, that truth, and that life? It's the best plan. Why do we want our plan or the world telling us what our plan should be? You know, when it comes down to it, life's pretty short, isn't it? Whether it goes to 110 or 115, either way, eternity is a long time to be wrong. Where are you going to spend it? Where are you going to spend it, friend? You can't fool God. He knows what's going on in your life. He knows what's going on in your mind. He knows all about you. You know what? Knowing us like He does, knowing us just like we are, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are righteous, not from the pulpit to the pew, or even to the recliner where they're watching and eating Doritos. All of us need Jesus. All of us need Him. He knows us far better than we even know ourselves. And He said, I love you. I truly love you. I'm giving my all for you. Will you surrender to me? Because I am love. I am life. I'm willing to show you my design specifically for you. Will you surrender all? Father in heaven, you do know us. And you know what's in our hearts right now, and you know the spiritual battle that's going on. And Lord, you know everything. You have all the plans.